Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode number 58 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we'll give them all a good scene too. Last week we did Acting Me Whole with legend Denise McCormack, great actress. She's won IFTA Awards. She was a finalist on Dancing with the Stars. She was in Love, Hate, Red Rock, EastEnders, and she talks about, I suppose, the reality of acting really, and trying to juggle life and expenses and kids with a dodgy job really. But if you're addicted, that's it, you just have to piss or get off the pot. And this week it's another kind of a branch of acting. I'm on a big job, a really big job that I can't talk about, NDA. I'm a supporting part in it, but there are some beasts of celebrities in this show, and the most interesting people on set I'm finding are the background artists. There are hundreds of them from all walks of life. Just so intriguing. I mean, they're more intriguing than the people on it who have millions of followers, etc., etc. So I'm going to chat to a few of them today, find out how they got to where they are now. And yeah, here they are.
Hi girls. So I do a podcast every week and called Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan. And this week it's called Extra Hole. So it's about background artists on set and stuff. I see that you're working here in a big job that we can't talk about anyway because of NDAs. But have you any interesting stories from extras and background artists you've come across over the years? Any really strange stuff?
I did a job in Wicklow where it was a certain time of year where there were certain things growing on the ground, and half the extras had to be taken off set after consuming said things, as it was unsafe.
Oh my God. Let's just say fungi.
Yes, fungi, yes. And it was.
Were they all a load of fun guys after it?
They didn't seem to be having that much fun, and they was all meant to be having a battle scene where they were all killing each other. So I don't think that was the greatest idea to be consuming something like that.
Wow, that is... you didn't make that up?
No, didn't make that up.
So what do they do? Do they go find new background artists?
No, they just had to try and bulk it out and move people around. It was an interesting day.
How long did the people take to come down?
They had to be sent home.
Had to be sent home?
Yeah.
Okay, and any other stories you could think of from working on sets?
I don't think
nothing's
so.
Going to beat that, really.
Yeah, I don't think anything is going to beat it.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi there. So you obviously work in the film industry and we're on this job, NDA, can't talk about it. But have you any stories from extras or any experience with...
Yeah, so I was an extra a long time ago.
Were you?
I know.
Come on.
Come here. I always would say, just try it out. Even if you think you're never too good to be an extra, and it actually teaches you so much about film.
Yesterday, I was on set,
yeah,
and I was mingling with the background artists. And because I had lines, they came up to me and said, oh, you need to ask for money. And I said, oh, right, okay. And they said, no, if you have a line, you need to go up and
ask for money.
Go talk to the producers. I said, okay. Then I did my scene and they came back and they went, you can act kind of. You should do acting. And I was like, okay, thank you very much. So I kind of get that side of it too.
And I think I'm now work as an AD and I'm doing bits and bobs. I act as well. I do all sorts of stuff. But it's taught me how to be better at all those jobs by being an extra.
So are you more respectful because you've been there, done that?
And you have to treat people like people.
How was your experience as that?
It was great. It was brilliant. I had a class costume. Obviously won't say anything, but it was brilliant. Great crack. Learned a few skills.
What skills?
Knife skills. They did butterfly knives and samurai swords and all sorts of stuff. And we had to run and pretend to stab people in the grass and all sorts of crack. It was brilliant. Jesus. It was brilliant for extra work. Like, that was pretty good. Normally you're just standing like miming to somebody for about 3 hours.
So people do it was great. to get away from life for a day.
Yeah, and there's those people that do it full time. Like full time people that are doing it all the time, have been extras and special extras, have worked their way up to being special extras for, like, they've been 10 years doing it.
So you could have a day where you're done in a couple of hours, or you could have a day where you're 14, 16 hours,
and you may not even do anything.
Wow.
So it's always a gamble, but that's the thing, is it's on and off work, and people kind of get to choose what they want. With the movie extras thing, you got to say, they gave you an offer for, like, can you do this day, and you would be able to say no, and there'd be no rush.
So it's perfect. There's
it was
no
perfect for anyone who needed that casual work. It was great.
Okay. And I heard someone said a while ago that they were a background artist, and it came to the end of the battle scene, and they thought someone was ill next to them, and they started shaking them and trying to wake them and kick them and going, come on, it's a wrap, get up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then asked for the medics to come over. Yeah. And it was a body. It was a fake body.
Oh, that,
so what do you call that? A dummy?
A dummy, yeah.
A dummy.
Yeah.
It was a dummy corpse, but it was so real.
That is fantastic.
That's good.
I wasn't there myself, but I did actually hear inklings about that.
Did you hear that story?
It was very funny.
That's brilliant.
Very funny.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion.
Yeah,
thank you.
It was great.
So from working on set with background artists and stuff, what sort of a spectrum of people do you meet?
Well, there's different profiles. You always, like in big jobs like Vikings or Game of Thrones, you would have the fans that they're just going there just to work on the job and meet the actors. And
they'd do it for free, wouldn't they, just to see everyone?
They wouldn't. Yeah, they would it for free.
Yeah.
Like, they have normal jobs, but they just, they're big fans. So they just want to go in and see how it works. Then you have people that just for money have no interest on what's going on. They just go in there for the money and for the free food. And then you have the other ones that they actually love being extras, or they want to be actors. And then as well, they have this profile that they want to be actors, and then they go in front of the directors.
So it's a type of training for them, a training ground.
Exactly. And they just express themselves, or just try to get on.
To become a special extra and stuff.
Okay. Exactly.
And then do you ever experience people who, like, come in just not knowing, like wearing the wrong things or behaving badly or...
Well, yes, there's a lot of people. Like, not a lot of them are really nice, but you always come across that one person that ruins the whole bunch, that they will be, especially sometimes with men towards women. And I seen that. And then, or people who actually they're just there to have fun with their mates, and they're not respecting the costumes, they're not respecting the IDs. But they're just one there just for the extra quid and have fun with their mates.
Okay. And I heard a story that there was a love scene.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, come on, bye. Go. Okay. She's gone on set. Oh God. Quick God, sorry, I delayed her. They're doing a horsey scene with horses running around. So yeah.
Hello, I've just met Tatiana on set, and I was working with her yesterday. I know we can't say what we're on because it's non-disclosure. But
that's an idea.
What interesting stories have you had over the years working as a background artist?
Oh, I have loads of very interesting stories, but one, I was a Viking. I was a man.
A man?
Yeah, a man. And I have a...
She's very beautiful, by the way.
And, you know, I have the fake beard. And I fight in by the sword, by the axe, you know. We have the big battle then. And that was absolutely amazing for me, because the first time I feel like a real man.
Wow.
With a beard.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the one was... Very crazy for
Very
me,
crazy.
Absolutely.
There's loads of cranes around here, isn't there? You can hear all the cranes moving in the background. Have you ever had this many cranes on a shoot?
Yeah, of course. But where I meet you, do you remember the time that you...
Come on.
You, I meet you, I think, on the Viking?
I've never been on Viking, no.
Where I meet you on the different...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we were on this together for a few days.
Yeah, here.
But look, I've
I think you was on the Vikings.
No,
before.
I've never been on Vikings.
Really?
No, I got no part on Vikings.
But your face is look really like you're an actor.
Yeah, I am an actor.
Yeah. You know, the Viking. No, on the Viking.
No. Sure, they all were beautiful women who were sexy time. I'm not.
You're sexy and beautiful for that.
I'm playing old crazy dying lady. That's me.
Any other parts you played?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the Viking, that the king here in Ireland, and the nice Darklands as well.
Darklands
as well.
What did you do in that? Yeah. Were you crazy? Were you murderer? Were you...
No, thanks God, I'm not like that. Yeah. I was on some party on the disco, you know, and
disco.
I drinking a lot.
Drinking
yeah.
and disco.
And then it was interesting. I was with my husband.
Great.
Yeah, because both of us...
Were you able to kiss on the dance floor?
No, I'm not kissing with him. It's more than 10 years together.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I have a 20-year anniversary this year.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That you understand.
Yeah, anyway, we won't go there. And yeah. Anya, before I let you go, what was the, the most quick job, or the most difficult and the easiest job?
The quick job, I think that's the call from the Darklands. They call us and said, please come in, you know, like for free, because we can pay, because that's not the big budget of them. And they call, just please come in with your family or something. That's, yeah, we come in with my husband, my daughter, my nephew, my neighbor, and we are really enjoying on the set.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. See ya.
So from working in the film industry, do you have any interesting encounters with background artists yourself?
So we had a guy one day, and I asked him what shoe size he was, and he said he was a medium. And I said, oh, okay, so are we like 7, 8, 9? He goes, oh, medium. It's like, oh, okay, cool. And then he was a 7. So he wasn't even a medium.
What is a medium?
I would have said like 10.
And he'd never heard of shoe sizes.
I know, I think people just always bought his shoes for him. And then I was like, I don't think you're medium, I think you're small. He goes, no. And he got really offended. He was like, no, I'm medium, I'm definitely a medium. And I was like,
Could that be to do with, you know, men think that their foot size is to do with their Mickey size?
Yeah, I think he got really embarrassed by it when I said that he was a small shoe. And then I was like, oh, no, sorry, I'm wrong. Yeah, no, you're a medium, so...
Okay.
He's a lovely man.
Lovely man.
So lovely.
So lovely, just a bit sensitive about
just
his foot
sensitive.
Size.
And he was in his 40s and he didn't know what shoe size he was.
Great.
But absolutely lovely man. Really, really sweet, really polite and everything.
Do you think his partner was buying his shoes for him?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think he was probably just mammied a bit.
That used to happen back in the day. Like, my dad was afraid of the city, so my mum would buy all the shoes.
Yeah.
So he probably didn't know his shoe size either.
I think he just didn't want to do it. He just had no interest. He was like, someone else...
Did you know what job he had? Because sometimes it's amazing, you talk to extras and they're a surgeon. They could be a surgeon.
Bizarre jobs ever. No, I actually don't know what job he did.
I spoke to one and they said they were saying, oh, I play the guitar.
Yeah.
Anyway, like 20 minutes later in the conversation, I realised the guy was playing in concerts across Europe.
I know,
like a complete genius with albums.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gas characters.
Yeah.
I love working with actors.
Yeah.
I think it's so much fun.
They're way more interesting, aren't they?
You just meet a lot of people doing a lot of different things.
Yeah. And some people, they do it for therapy. So they've got a job all week and they just go for this release.
I know, yeah.
A day every now and again to become someone else.
That's it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no worries.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there. You've worked a couple of years on sets, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to move my mask here a bit, but do you have any, experiences with background artists or kind or funny stories over the years?
Yeah, I've got a story of that another member of crew told me about a cast member that they were dealing with, abroad, and it's not really that nice of a story.
Oh, go on.
Well, the thing about it is they were going around picking up the clothes and, you know, making sure everything was okay, and this particular actor really wasn't committed to the job at the time and decided that it was just going to be a party central for him every day and all that. And when they picked up his clothes the next morning, he had shit his pants.
Because of the drugs he was taking?
Yeah.
Okay, was this a background artist or a main artist?
A main artist.
Oh, wow. And this didn't affect any background artists? They didn't end up having to sit next to him or smell him?
Yes, they did. For the whole day, he sat in his own excrement.
Okay, was it a protest, like a dirty protest, or was he just an idiot?
He just didn't realise because he was so high.
So high that he... Okay, I've run out of questions there, because is this a true story?
It's a true story.
Wow. And did they get to the end of this shoot with this person who couldn't...
They did.
...contain... Okay, you don't...
They were never... The person never apologised to them, never acknowledged it, and it was never spoken about.
Okay, and the person probably never came down off their shitty high for the whole job.
Never.
Wow. And I'm presuming this person isn't as old as I'm hoping they are, that they might have leaky problems.
They don't have leaky problems.
They don't have leaky problems. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm a bit speechless, and that doesn't happen often. Thank you. Hello there. From working on set, have you yourself come across any fascinating background artists? Because I just find them intriguing and so interesting.
So I work in costume. So I guess I run into people a lot as background extras. But probably my favourite story was just from meeting a guy whose wife had passed a couple of years beforehand. And he found that the reason why he got involved in it was just to have that sense of companionship that he didn't have at home anymore. But he just had all these beautiful stories of the people that he'd met and the things that he'd experienced through doing this job. And I just found it really, it was eye-opening. It was like, yeah, it was beautiful. Like,
so every day was an adventure for him?
Yeah, totally. And he'd been doing it for such a long time. And he just loved people and people's stories, and just a lovely, lovely character. Yeah. And a lovely reason to get into it as well and have that warmth for it. It was a lovely guy. Like,
that's what I find. People do it as a release. They're not doing it for whatever they're getting paid for the day.
Yeah.
It's a bit of creativity.
Totally. And that chance to have a connection with other people and people that you might never have met otherwise, you know. And everybody's story is so unique, so... Yeah.
And even if that man is coming across, you know, a crazy 20-year-old who's turning up drunk without his underwear on, you know, they're all part of a team for the day.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Everybody's story ties into each other's story. Right. It's great. Like,
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Hi there. I do a podcast every week called Heal Your Hole. And this week it's called Extra Hole. And I'm wondering, because we're on set on this job that we can't talk about, and it's NDAs and all the rest of it. But have you any funny stories from over the years from background artists? Anything strange that that you came across, because I find them the most interesting people on the planet. Any comment?
One of my fondest memories of a background artist was when they sat in a chair and they were delighted because they'd never been a corpse before. So she sat in the chair and she was like, "Oh, I've never been a corpse before," and it was just really funny. Everyone laughed.
Right. Okay. Do you know that took me 20 seconds to get? Actually, she'd never been a corpse before in real life, but she was like, she'd never played a corpse, and she was excited by it. Okay. And did you have to make her look like a corpse?
We did. Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
It was grand. She loved it.
Did she sit still for the day?
She didn't sit still for the day. She's a very lively corpse.
Very lively corpse.
She came back to life.
Okay, useless. All right, thank you. Hi there. I was just wondering, have you any interesting stories from working as a supporting artist?
Definitely. My favourite one was I was in Dark Lies the Island and I was the corpse.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And I know it's kind of creepy to say that, but people thought it would be scary, but I didn't think it was scary at all.
Wow. And was it, by any chance, was it the makeup artist on this that was?
No. And they said I was very good at being dead.
Oh, that's so funny. Did you just go to sleep?
Yeah, I actually had to keep my eyelids. That was the hardest part, to keep the eyelids from moving. So when you look down, they don't move so much.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was my claim to fame.
That's your claim to dead fame.
Yes, dead fame.
And do you have any ones? What was your toughest?
No, I'm only new at this.
You're new. And was there any jobs over there that were really tough?
T- tough. Yeah, I did Fair City 4 days in a row, and it was the hottest 4 days that summer, and I had to wear the exact same outfit for 4 days because it was a wedding scene.
Wow.
And we hated that dress afterwards.
That was 2018 with the 30 degrees,
right?
Probably.
It was scorcher.
Okay, so you all smelt of sweat.
Well,
and
I've never wore that dress since.
Okay, yeah, you went home and you burnt it. Thanks very much.
No,
thank you.
Hello there. So I see you're working on set, and again, we can't talk about it, but have you had any interesting experiences with some, you know, support actors or background artists? Or
I have, funnily enough. I was doing a fitting one of the days and making a little bit of chit-chat with one of the background artists and extras, and we were talking about niche sports, and I found out that this one guy in particular plays for a Quidditch team for Ireland, and it was very interesting. He spent a lot of time explaining the rules of it. And
how do you mean Quidditch? Like Harry Potter?
Yes,
Quidditch,
like Harry Potter Quidditch. And
sorry, this exists?
It does, yeah. It's an actual sport, yeah. And
did you believe him?
I did, absolutely, because he showed me the photos of them going to the World Cup.
Stop it.
No, for real. They went to the World Cup, and I believe they've done very well for themselves, so go on, Team Ireland.
Okay. I this is the second time I've been speechless today. This is bad.
Okay. I know.
Okay, so it wasn't invented for Harry Potter?
Well, it was invented for Harry Potter from the books, but it's an actual sport now. So it was a very interesting
story. Any chance he's on set today?
He's not on set today, but he has been on set during the week.
I missed him.
I know.
And we could have had a game.
I don't know, it could have been a catching the snitch or the quaffle, you know.
Are these actual types of Quidditch?
Yes, apparently.
Okay.
So.
All right,
yeah.
You've lost me. Goodbye. Hello, I'm here looking in a window at where the background artists are hanging out, and they're having much more fun than we are because they're all dancing. There is a guy in there, a dance teacher by day, and he is inside teaching them. He's like Usher. He's inside teaching them how to do a really, really cool dance, like backing dancers for Ariana Grande or something. So they are definitely having more fun than we are. Now, I can't go in there for GDPR and take pictures or anything. I was going to leave them in peace. But one of them told me earlier that they were involved in a shoot here in Ireland where the background artists had to do a kind of a sex scene, a kind of a free-for-all. Gangbang, I suppose you'd call it, or a mass orgy. And it got out of hand, never got used at the end of the day because certain people got a bit carried away. But yeah, I mean, there was, you know, nothing too crazy. But let's just leave it at that. So that's all I have for today. And over and out.
Yeah, I told you. Just absolutely, I don't know, they just mesmerise me. They're just, I just love people, I suppose. And you kind of know what you're going to get with a celebrity. It's all practiced and it's all, yeah. Whereas with background artists, no two are similar. They have arrived at this situation just from such varying paths. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy the podcast, shut your hole. And give a little review on whatever platform you listen to the podcast, or screen grab it and share it, or send it to a friend. Thank you very much. Until next week, over and out. Thanking you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.